My iPad just went all American on me, and then it went English again. That was weird. Anyway, I'm here, folks. I just want to talk a bit about music again. I've touched on this subject a few times. But yesterday, I went down to visit my parents, and I did a bit of recording of it, but there was nothing very exciting. The nicest things were not recorded, which was a shame, but it's nice to have those as memories. That one of those things was my parents and I, when everyone else had gone, talking about all the cats we'd had over the years, because my mum's been doing cat rescue work since I was 12, and that's quite a long time ago, and that quite a lot of cats have passed through her hands, so we were talking about the long ago ones. And so that was nice. And then before that, my sister and I, my mum had taken some of her cats to the vets. So my niece and my sister and I were there. My dad was out in his workshop. And we were just sitting there in the living room. My niece was on her phone, as people usually are. Well, my sister was as well. Well, so was I. We all were on our phones, actually. But I had posted something on Facebook recently. It was... I couldn't sleep one night, and I remembered an album we had, which is a soundtrack of a film, Lost Horizon. Now, I never saw the film. We never saw it. I don't know why my dad bought the album. It was on vinyl when we were kids. I don't know what age we were, but we were still at school. And we used to listen to this thing, and it was quite old. We thought it was old-fashioned at the time, and when I listened to the theme of it, it still sounds really old-fashioned now. I mean, it did then. But it's really nice, and it's quite a sad song, the theme to it. It says, have you ever dreamed of a place far away from it all, where you can play and children can play and all that without the sound of guns? Now, I don't know what the background of the film is. I have no idea. So I posted it on Facebook, and I said that it made me cry when I heard it, because actually it did. Because, you know, things, music can be very evocative. It can remind you of when you were young or when you did this, when you went somewhere. But often you hear it again through the years and you get the feeling, like you do if you have the smell of something suddenly, it'll take you right back. And music can do that. But if you hear it over the years, the memory can become a bit blurred around the edges, because you know that it reminds you of a certain time. But if you keep hearing it, then it might remind you of some of the times when you actually hear it. You might think, oh, yes, well, that reminds me of when I would do that. Reminds me of, oh, that reminds me of that time when I had my friend to stay in. We had a doll's tea party or whatever. I mean, I'm just pulling things out of the air now. But it also reminds me of that time when I was with so-and-so and we were walking down by the river in Richmond, and it was on a boat or something like that. Do you know what I mean? So, but this one, I have never, ever heard it since anywhere, and I had never thought of it since. I don't know why it even came into my head. So it was really like a bridge that connected now to then, or then to now. So it hit me really hard, you know. It reminded me, I was just back there. So I put it on Facebook, and I said, oh, it made me cry. My mum said, oh, I don't remember. She put a comment, I don't remember this one, Mel. And I said, oh, yeah, the old bloke, that's what we call my dad. The old bloke bought it. Oh, okay. So yesterday, I said to my sister, do you remember Lost Horizon? She went, yeah, I do. I said, I remember you saying that the cover had like Chinese people or Japanese people, the picture on it. I said, but I don't know what the film was about. No idea. Neither of us did. None of us did. So anyway, I found it on YouTube again, and we listened to it, and she went, oh, yeah, I remember this. So we were singing along to it, and then we started listening to all these old records. We found them. I was finding them. Of things that we'd had when we were kids. We had this next door neighbour, her name was Rose, and she's dead now. She died years ago, I think 1990. She was a funny woman. She was like half a generation older than my parents, and her two sons were like half a generation, like 10 years older than us when we first knew. Well, they always were, but they were teenagers. Like when we first knew them, and they were like 20 and 18 or something like that, 20 and 17. And so often she'd give us things that she didn't want anymore that had been theirs, and some things were records, mostly 45s, like the singles. And she'd give us some old Cliff Richard records and some really awful records. One was called Whipped Cream, and it's like trumpet, like a brass band sort of music. jazz, and we made up stories about them to it because they were a funny family. You know, they had some really weird goings on there, and we made a recording once of doing a sketch to this music, and we had our parents in stitches over it, but unfortunately we don't have it anymore. It was on a cassette tape. And one of the ones we had, my sister said, oh, do you remember the record White Horses? I said, oh yeah, I remember White Horses. And we found that and we sang to it, we knew all the words. We found lots of records, and I said, but you, do you remember what was on the... She said, yeah, on the other side of that was something about a unicorn. And I said, yes, it was The Bachelors. And that's another one. We've never heard it since. The White Horses one I have. But this one, Bachelors. So I'm just going to play... I'm sorry I haven't got Boss Jock or anything. I'm just going to actually literally... Play. Shut up. I'm just actually going to play it on my phone. So. Sorry about my unprofessional manner of my goings on. But anyway, I just like it. It's just so simple. Shut up, phone. Sorry. That's even more unprofessional than it should have been. My phone fell down. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators along the geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Some cynic, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators and long-neck geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-neck geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-neck geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorns. Looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-neck geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn. Oh, it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, we were two little girls. We were often very too frightened little girls because my dad's an alcoholic and we had quite a violent childhood, not towards us, but towards my mum. But there were a lot of nice things, and that was one of them. You know, there's lots of nice memories, and we really enjoyed going down memory lane and And because she's the only other person in the whole world that shares the same memory, like childhood memories as me, obviously. So we had a reminisce about Rose. We called her Rosie, but her real name was Rose, obviously. Or we called her Rosa my doll, because she was always, everything she said, it was, instead of saying my darling, it was my doll. Oh, come on, my doll. Would you like this, my doll? My doll. Everything was my doll. We called her Rosa my doll. I think my dad started that one. Yeah, so we've had some fond memories of her and her awful Christmas presents that she used to give. We always used to buy her Christmas presents, and then and she would give us Christmas presents, but they were usually what other people had given her that she didn't want. So, like, we'd wait a couple of days after Boxing Day, we'd get our presents because she'd had a chance to go through and see what she didn't want. And we got things like... we got one year, and the way she wrapped them, she even reused wrapping paper. It was like so much sellotape on it, because it was all ripped, so she had to stick it together. And like one year, my sister got a woolly hat. Oh, we never stopped laughing over that. And I got a bottle of like cream for spots or something. I was about 13. I didn't have any spots. And it wasn't even a new one. It was like you could tell the box was damp where it had been, you know, it had been stored in a damp place. And like when you lift up the flap of the cardboard box it was in, it was like torn, like someone had already been opening and closing it. And my dad once got an Avon aftershave in the shape of a car that my mum used to be an Avon rep, and they'd stopped making that like about 3 years before. And another year we got these ghastly things which I think came from a jumble sale. They were like my sister and I had one each. They were like little plastic vases with flowers in, and they smelt like dandruff. Oh, it was gross. But you can't help laughing when you look back, you know. Anyway, I just thought I'd share some of my musical memories with you, and I'll speak to you all soon. Oh, and sorry to those who've sent me direct messages. I've been a bit busy the last few days, but I will get back to you at some point.